Sonic Erotica.
Fantasy plays a part in getting me aroused. I have a few like old faithful things that I'm always thinking about that always get me up when I need to get up. Some sexy things about a fantasy that I have of being held up by lots of hands and just being touched all over, and all these hands just want to give me lots of pleasure. And it's more about the sensation, I think, of having lots of hands touching me in different ways, like, you know, some are stronger hands and more gripping, some are stroking hands and touching me in different ways. I like the idea of all the different sensations. Oh my god, I don't know. I don't know where that one comes from. It's just one of those things that's just, it just popped up. Just came from my imagination. And it's something that keeps getting me aroused time and time again. Certain toys and things like that can get me to the point of orgasm where I don't even have to be somewhere in my head, I'm just right there in the moment. So it's a combination of fantasy and stimulation that gets me going. I like dildos and vibrators and butt plugs, and I have kind of a little collection of nice, the glass toys and the metal ones. I like the kind of toys that when you put them inside they're cold, and as they're in longer they start to warm up. I like the way the different temperatures feel. Over time, the ways that I can orgasm have definitely expanded. At first it was just clitoral stimulation in a certain way, but now all different kinds of ways of touching myself are possible to make me orgasm. It's about exploring your body and finding out what you like, but I do think I tend to just stick to what is quickest when I'm doing it myself. I've had all different kinds of orgasms. Some are really intense and some are just not really, just getting you off, and it all depends how much stimulation you have, what kind of stimulation. It's always easier for me to make myself have an orgasm rather than somebody else, but then when somebody else does it, it can be more intense because they're touching you in a different way that you're not used to. I'm able to orgasm in different positions now, using different toys and different stimulation. Hair is definitely a turn on for me, like a little bit on the chest of a male. Like, I particularly like the little bit going up to the belly button on the men, and some on the chest to run your hands through and things like that. I really don't like it when men start shaving bits and pieces. I like hair there. Sexy on a man. I really like body hair, and you know, I like it on men and women. And I wanted to see what it felt like to just let it go, and I feel sexier, more womanly with the hair, because that's the way that a woman naturally is. My hair has definitely become a part of my sexuality. It's something that arouses me now, just having it there, and I feel more sexy and womanly having it. When I was shaved, it was like I felt a lot younger. Now I feel more womanly. One reaction that I had when somebody pulled down, you know, my skirt, this is when I first was growing the hair, and I wasn't sure how a partner would react to it. And I said, "I don't shave, do you mind?" And he said, "No, you're beautiful." And I thought, that's so, so sweet. And that's been generally how people feel. as long as I'm comfortable in myself and feeling sexy, they like that. If you're comfortable in your sexuality, that's what is sexy. But I have other turn-ons as well. If you were to want to get me aroused just to kiss me, like, I love kissing, it's so beautiful. But not a kind of kiss where it's all slobbery and like a really good kisser. And sexy underwear. I like to dress up and feel sexy. But I also like outdoors. I find being outside and getting sexy, that's a turn on. I like it outside because it's a bit risky and maybe somebody might catch you, and it is perceived as naughty that, you know, sex should be in the bed, in the bedroom, and we're not doing that, we're doing it outside. I think that's the idea. It gets me going. I've been busted having sex before. I was with a boyfriend and we went to Brighton and we got to the hotel room feeling really horny and jumped on the bed and started having sex, and the cleaner walked straight into the room, didn't even knock. And we were right there on the bed with ass in the air. Well, she ran out and the boyfriend, he jumped off. And he was more embarrassed than I was quite amused by the whole thing. The sexual experience that really sticks out in my mind has been really beautiful and really sexy. I was with two guys and one of them, he was down between my legs licking me, and the other one was up playing with my breasts and kissing me, and like I had all these, you know, four hands all over me, and it just made the orgasm really intense because I guess there was twice as much pleasure and stimulation as when you were with one person. That stands out as being really beautiful.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.